This is a Hot Pie Media original.
With ATX Hot Sauce, there is something for everybody that's on the hot sauce scale. Every ATX Hot Sauce is all natural, and if you're into very hot or very mild or something in between, you're going to find a hot sauce that is perfect for you. I'm a honeybee hot person, but you can find what works with you by experimenting a little. You see, ATX Hot Sauce follows the simple principle of flavor first, heat second. That's flavor first, heat second. Getting ATX Hot Sauce is simple. Just go to ATXHotSauce.com. To order, go to ATXHotSauce.com. ATX Hot Sauce has even added a few awards recently at the Austin Chronicle annual Hot Sauce event. This is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and best in the hot sauce world. ATX Hot Sauce left with 4 awards, 2 gold to 2 silver. The ATX Hot Sauce logo is very cool. Go to the site and check out the merch. ATX Hot Sauce, flavor first, heat second. Order now. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. Order now. You'll love it. ATXHotSauce.com.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
Here's a guy, a professor, distinguished professor, I should say, who goes to social media to complain that the TVs in the fitness center are fixed on Fox News. Now, you'll laugh. In other words, you can't watch anything else, he says. This has actually been an issue at gyms. Corporate gyms have had this issue. In fact, if you think about it, you go, well, it's smart business. But one of the things that has been debated, I think it's a legitimate debate. Well, I have a theory on this you're going to hate. You're going to hate my take on this. You're going to hate it. But one of the things that has been argued at corporate gyms is, one, you shouldn't put news channels on at all because people end up arguing. And I think that's probably true, I guess. I don't know. I don't pay enough attention. Don't care. But you end up arguing, or people get mad on what the channels are. It's not a news subject in gyms, corporate gyms. It's been a fight actually for a little while. So they try, if they have a bunch of TVs in there, they do, which I, by the way, disagree with. But they try to put on as many different things as possible because this has been a complaint for some time. Not just Fox News, because the Fox News old man is going to complain. He's over there on, you know, doing Dance with the Oldies or whatever. He's going to complain if MSNBC is on. So it's a thing. But this guy takes it to a new level. So he complains to Marriott that he can't get anything else. And then he brags that he has so many Twitter followers, they've jumped in on it as well. Follow this, and then Jeff will finish the whole thing by ruining everyone's day and telling you my take on this. Penn State professor set off a Twitter fury after shaming a Marriott hotel in New York for having TVs in the fitness center, quote, fixed on Fox News, an outlet he says was guilty of promoting anti-American, pro-Russian propaganda. Yeah, so, yeah, right. It is what it is. So he posts, the manager of the facility says he can't change the channel. It's set by you. That's deeply offensive. He posts, hi, Marriott. Don't want to pull rank, but I've got more followers than you. He's a professor of atmospheric science. Can't imagine why he wouldn't want to watch Fox News. And the tweet now has, he posts this, the tweet now has more than 3,000 likes and 130,000 impressions and 10,000 engagements. Okay, teenager. A large number of folks have said they no longer will be staying at Marriott. Their response would be appropriate. Oh. Okay, so that's his rant. He's in the Marriott gym. They're usually small, so you're sort of fixated on 3 or 4 TVs. The distinguished professor was in New York to accept an award from the American Physical Society, an award that recognizes the accomplishments of physicists whose work promotes the bettering of society in sectors like the environment and arms control. Huh, can't imagine why he's not a Fox News fan. How about that? You mean he didn't like the segment on Mickey Mouse is a pervert? It's a shock. So he complains Fox News is the only news channel. The rest were sports channels. And then he goes social with it and everyone jumps on board and says, yeah, right on. Here goes. So now all of a sudden, allegedly, you know, here's my thing about social media. It sounds bigger than it is. Right? In other words, ooh, five tweets. Man, that must be everybody. It always sounds, we're reactionary people, it sounds bigger than it is. I'm not saying they're not big viral topics, but you're going to see people have said they're not going to stay at Marriott now because the gym has, the fitness center has only Fox News on. That'll show them. Oh, come on, really? I mean, really? That's going to do it? Ooh, here's a post. See, Jeff? I stand with Michael E. Mann. I am a much too frequent Amex Platinum guest. And where I work, racism, sexism, homophobia, and climate denial get you fired. So surely I don't want to see Fox News in my hotel fitness room or anywhere else. Yeah, like five other people jumped on and said, yeah, I stay at Marriott's regularly. And that's enough. That's enough. Settle down. Really? Settle down. Look, I'm sorry, doctor. Here comes the Jeff Ward speech. So this will piss all of you off. Doc, put the phone down when it's time to work out. Turn off the TVs. Okay? Shut up. Be quiet. Breathe. Work out. Silence. You'll learn more about fitness. You'll learn more about your body. You may not like it. But the only way to get fit and really fit if you want to progress is to learn your body. And you're not going to learn that by a bunch of noise. I would even suggest, I know I'm a freak in this way, but that quiet time is when you learn about your body, which is kind of therapy. So, Jeff, are you suggesting that the doctor shut up? I am. I'm suggesting shut up, put the phone down, turn the TVs off, stop the noise, and appreciate the exercise. Hey, I could talk and completely nerd out on the wine selections and prices. Amazing deals on wines at Specs. But of course, Specs is more than just great wines. This is the four-time National Retailer of the Year. Specs has been voted by the Houston Press best of for more than 10 years. So it's all there for you at Specs. And now that it's March Madness, the sanity of savings goes even further. Specs is Austin has you covered with lower prices on huge selections of wine, spirits, beers, and gourmet foods. Warmer weather is here. So make sure you talk to the staff to get seasonal savings at Specs. Pop into Specs Arbor Walk and Brody Lane locations for great deals on the season's hottest sips. And if you're looking to freshen up your happy hour with cocktail recipes, make sure you check with specsonline.com to get the best and newest recipes for the best selections. And here's a useful tip for getting even better savings. Sign up for Specs Key Club. This is great because you'll get customized discounts, events, and tastings. Don't miss out. It's the Key Club. Do it now. Get access to amazing deals and tips. Just go to specsonline.com/keyclub for all the deals. Four-time National Retailer of the Year, voted best of more than 10 years. Everything you need, you'll find it at Specs. Stop by any of the stores today or shop online at specsonline.com. That's specsonline.com. And this is... Is there nothing better to do with your $10,000? I mean, really, there's nothing better to do with your $10,000. How about this? You want something better? Let's put it this way. You want something better to do with your $10,000? How about an animal shelter? Children's hospital? You can find better things to do with $10,000. You publicity whores. Yeah, I said it. Sorry. Anti-vaxxers host mock trial for Dr. Fauci, charging $10,000 per seat. It's your money, free country, so I also get to say, you offensive media whore, that's what you're going to do with $10,000? Anti-vaxxers are holding a mock grand jury trial of Dr. Anthony Fauci and charging $10,000 a ticket for VIP jurors. Been by an animal shelter? This is a productive day? Oh, I know. No, Jeff, it's all right. I know, and I got a right to call you an idiot and a loser. See? It's great how this works. You get to go spend $10,000 in a fake trial to hand it over to someone who's going to go and steal your money just because you feel like some publicity. You can do it. And I can call you a media whore, too. America's Grand Jury is an organization with no legal powers, is going to hold the event over 5 days, beginning on April 11th. The group will call on, quote, evidence to be presented by anti-vax celebrities. One of them, according to the Indianapolis Star, Indiana's former Attorney General Curtis Hill, who was also involved in the trial, is going to be involved in the trial. He lost his law license. It was suspended after four women accused him of groping them. People interested in voting on the grand jury can purchase spots for $25 up, allowing them to poll and vote online in the outcome. You are falling for this, you loser. Okay? You're going to pay $25 to vote in a poll. Go, can you not? Spend five. Give 20 to the animal shelter, please. You loser. Loser. Yeah. Okay. How about this? For those with a deeper desire to dish out punishment on a pretend Dr. Fauci, VIP juror tickets can be purchased for $2,500 to $10,000. VIPs will not only get to serve in person on the jury, but also meet their favorite anti-vaxxers and a celebration during the event. They'll be given a five-night stay in Nashville where the mock trial will be hosted. Loser. The event bills itself as the fair and balanced way to decide if Anthony Fauci should be indicted. I mean, it's very objective. They're paying to do this. You're paying to push a button or you're paying to wear a name tag. You loser. Loser. The event bills itself as the fair and balanced way to decide if Anthony Fauci should be indicted, though it does not appear that the group has actually slated anyone to act as the doctor's defense. There's no defense, okay? This trial has no Fauci defense. Not even a fake lawyer on a fake trial of a fake prosecution. No. We're not going to do that. You're paying money to get to go to a hotel and talk to other nut jobs. It's your right. It is. Go cry when that $10,000 is not doing what you want. Go ahead and start crying. I don't even know how you do. I mean, you got that kind of money to throw away. Really? That's throwing it away. Never once do you go to the animal shelter and take a look and think, you know what? Come on. Pushing a button. You're going to pay $25 to push a button to take an online poll? Really? Ugh. No wonder people get the scammed of those catfishing things. There are that many stupid people. Oh, it's not going to stop here because there will be enough idiots to give their money away. Dr. Fauci will not be the only target of the group's mock trials. If people pay out for the juror tickets, the group plans on holding similar trials for Joe Biden's son Hunter and in former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Did you hear that, people? You're working to make a go of it. You're trying to do the right thing. You give to your church. You give to the animal shelter. You give to the children's hospital. You're looking for health insurance. And these morons for $10,000 are going to host a fake trial with real anti-vax celebrities. What a country.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.